Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm in crisis. I don't know any other words to say.
What?
There's a couple different things. I don't know if these things go together, but I just got to get a couple things off my chest.
Okay.
First thing, I have darkened my beard in the past, and now I'm growing my beard out, sort of.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me this yesterday.
Because when you grow... I'm sorry.
I noticed it.
You did?
I was looking at you earlier, and I'm like, your beard's getting a little thicker. In a good way. It's looking a little longer.
But when you have curly hair and you start to grow your beard out, it's like, you remember when you were growing your hair out?
Uh-huh.
How stupid you looked?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't grow.
Some would argue, still do.
No. Because when you first start growing it, it doesn't grow down, it grows out.
I don't think it looks like it's growing out.
Oh my God. When I drive to work, I have this baby little pair of scissors that I'm just driving along and I go, any of the little like, wow, I'm crazy.
Good.
100%. So I put this, it's like almost the stuff dudes use in their hair.
Like
it's
a like balm?
Yes. In my beard today.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but then in the sun, it looks like Soul Glow. It looks crazy. And I'm really paranoid about my beard right now. It looks,
okay. Looks great in this lighting, but what that means is you need a matte.
A matte. Okay.
Oh.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm also in the mood. I've never done like a balm or a beard oil.
Your beard lays down, dude.
I feel like it could. I have like lotion that I put on my neck when I shave, and okay. I kind of put it in the beard. That kind of helps it lay.
Do you get acne under there or anything?
Well,
you do.
I deal with a lot.
That's such a personal question.
No, but I mean, it's like when you oil. It's like everybody's like, use beard oil. I'm like, put oil on your skin. Are you dumb?
Yeah, that's what I.
Women put oil on their skin all the time.
Not women who are prone to acne. No way.
I'm not prone to acne.
Oh, not women with beards.
What was your teenage years like? You weren't like a zitty kid?
Pimples here and there. Oh, I fared well.
I'm just wanting
to
say.
Do you have glasses? Do you have prescription glasses?
I am about to get some,
okay.
But no.
And did you have braces?
I did have braces.
Okay, those are the three.
But I was pretty cute in braces.
Acne, eyes, braces.
I didn't have braces, but I had two out of the three.
You have glasses?
I have glasses. I used to. I've gotten LASIK.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Just on the 15th tangent of this whole thing, I embrace this generation. Good on you guys with the stars and all the things you put on your face to cover your pimples. Like we would just, I'd have put concealer on and it's just this like weird discolored spot on your face. It's like, you're not fooling anyone, bro. We can tell you have a zit there. So you might as well put a big purple star on it. My daughter will just be like, bunk. And I'm like, that's so cool.
It is so cool. And I wish we had embraced it when we were younger.
Yeah.
But no.
The thing about the beard is I'm not darkening. It's when it grows out, it looks darker.
Great.
Okay. You sure?
That's one of the reasons before I ever put any dye in my beard, I'd grow it out. And my buddy Ben would be like, you're dyeing your beard. I'm like, swear to God, I'm not. I do now. I'm admitting that I do, but like, whatever. So that's one little crisis I'm having. So I came in today really paranoid because the last time I put some balm on it, like Erica was like, what's going on, man? Did you darken your, like you were like.
Oh, I said something looks different. And then you were like, I had to wipe my face off. I was like.
Did I wipe my face with like a makeup wipe?
What?
And then it just, I was like in my car and I felt like it was too soul glowy, you know, it just had all that wong, wong, wong. And so then I wiped it with like a makeup wipe that I always have in my car. I have a daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did that and then it, I felt like it made
it. I have a daughter
it,
too.
But she doesn't wear makeup,
that's
bro.
True. Okay.
So I felt like it made it worse. Years. So then I'm all paranoid and I come in here and I know Erica's going to say something weird about my beard and I'm on edge and the whole thing.
And okay? That's why you came in here today worried about it?
Yes, that's this is
I think your beard looks great. You're giving like common or something.
Say less.
Yeah. I mean like you know, okay. differently. But.
All right. But here's the real problem that I have.
Oh.
I had this massive insecurity when I'm walking in the room and like I've put that out there. I'm being vulnerable. And then I look at T-Hack. We got to start calling each other, bro. Look what you're wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Look what you're wearing.
I noticed it the moment I walked in.
We're like garanimals. Like, this is light blue jeans.
Okay, yeah.
Tan
boots.
Wait, yeah, a boot?
Yes.
Guys, I'm wearing light blue jeans and a tan boot.
What is going on?
You never wear like a cream. What are you doing?
No, I thought I could do it. I thought you've been wearing earth tones all week.
That's when I'm gonna zag. If I'm too dark, then I gotta go light.
Or is this a problem? Do women feel this way? Because I've dated women where like we go out to a thing. It's like, oh my god, that B is wearing the same dress as me, and it's like that just means you both have good taste.
Same dress is always brutal, especially if you're out like
a gala.
Like if Aaron and I showed up to something in the same outfit, it would be real awkward.
Only if you're going on stage together. Or something, but if like I'm gonna mill over here and you mill over there. It's like nobody's like, wait.
Like if I meet up with a girlfriend for drinks at a brewery, it's a little awkward, a little funny if we're both in like black tops, jeans, and our chunky white sneakers. But girls have a uniform a little more than men do. So,
but this right here
is interesting.
I don't know what to do about this because
It's good you guys didn't wear the same pair of shoes.
But we're almost, are those Yeezys? What are those?
No, they're just a boot, a Nike Duck boot.
Okay.
They are just a snow boot.
Well.
When do you wear a cream thermal? I don't wear a sweater either.
We will, by the way, post a photo of these two next to each other on Instagram.
If you can catch us.
Well, so obviously, this is the question that I have. It's not really a question. It's
still, we still have a question?
Yeah, this is it. Ready?
Yeah.
Look at the logos behind TIAC. What do they say on them?
Oh my God, they say the Slacker Show.
So he has to change, right?
But he doesn't have clothes.
That's not my problem.
No one has to change.
I have my boss.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.